Britain.
Old bones. A grave issue. The opportunity cost of letting ancient Cockneys rest in peace.
The Crossbones graveyard lies on a dingy street in South London. The medieval prostitutes buried there were much used and little loved, yet their graves have become a modest attraction. The unconsecrated cemetery's rusty gates are festooned with colourful feathers, trinkets and ribbons. The most ardent well-wishers who are campaigning for the graveyard to be protected as a monument hold monthly vigils there at which they chant poetry and remember the long-ago outcasts. Transport for London, or TfL, the authority that owns the spot, wants to develop it. At £1,600, that's $2,700 per square foot, prime London land is among the world's dearest. To soothe the vigilistas, however, TfL says it will leave the graveyard undisturbed. This highlights a growing dilemma in London. It is an ancient city, and its subsoil is packed with ancient remains. Tradition and, by and large, the law demand that they be left in peace. But the opportunity cost is enormous. Developers normally have to obtain a license for every buried body they wish to disinter. But big infrastructure projects are sometimes granted a bulk deal. Crossrail, a £15 billion rail link across the capital, is permitted by a special act of Parliament to remove ancient skeletons from its path. To that effect, more than 300 have so far been dug up from the grounds of a medieval hospital near Liverpool Street to be reburied in a mass grave. By the time the project is finished, the bones of thousands of ancient Cockneys will have been shifted.